Blind Cool Tech 51, July 19th, 2005. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skukon, your host for Blind Cool Tech. And in the office with me today, we have Michael McCarty, coordinator of the Fred's Head database. So Michael, what is the Fred's Head database and why do people want to use it?
Well, the really cool thing about the Fred's Head database is it is something that changes all the time. It is a collection of articles that pretty much anyone can use if you're blind or visually impaired, or if you're a teacher, rehab specialist. Anybody can use this database, and it's full of interesting tips, tricks, anything you can think of to help you with daily living, how to use your computer. All kinds of different things are in that database.
Well, awesome. How much does it cost to use it?
The database is free. It doesn't cost anything to use it. All the tips and techniques and stuff are provided in there free of charge, and we are all the time adding to the database.
And where do you get your information from?
It comes from a variety of sources. We look around and try to find some interesting articles, and we'll get permission to use those articles. Individuals can submit articles to the database, which is something that I'm really excited about. Since we kind of want the database to be for blind and visually impaired people, we really would like to have blind and visually impaired folks writing some of the articles that go into it.
Oh, so there's a place on the web page there where they can just like paste their article into it and submit it to you?
There is. They can either paste their article in or they can just send an email, and we'll get into that a little bit later. They can also, if they have a question, a lot of our articles come from questions, just people asking us how different things are done, and so you can do that too and ask a question, and then we'll kind of do the research and write up articles that way.
Well, what's an example of some questions you've had lately that have been kind of interesting?
Questions lately, we had one on how to match clothes. We had one on finding a scientific calculator. Accessible cell phones was one that we had. We had one not too long ago on how to use some of the media players in the computer. And so we wrote some articles on that.
Just a little bit of everything,
a little bit
it sounds
of everything.
Like.
Huh? Yeah.
So how'd you tell them how to match clothes, man? I'm interested.
Well, we had a link for the APH Colorino.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to use the old typical male technique of just about don't buy anything that doesn't match, right?
that's the way I do it.
Me too. And if you have a light-colored dog, always buy light clothes.
There you go. Stay with jeans and exactly. Some kind of polo-style shirt.
But I guess the women would prefer to be a little more sophisticated than us.
That's true. And we had a young lady that wrote an article about what things that she sees with light perception. Mm-hmm. And how sometimes she gets fooled by thinking that she actually sees a light, you know, turned on or whatever when it's not. Mm-hmm. And so that was a really good article that she submitted to us.
You know, it's funny. A similar thing happened to me when I, not long after I had lost my sight, I kept opening the refrigerator door, and I could see the light in there come on. And a few months went by, and my wife at the time says, Larry, can you change the light bulb in the refrigerator? It's been out for a week. But I was still seeing it when I opened that door.
Yeah, and a lot of that stuff, you know, you wonder if it actually comes from because you think it's supposed to be there.
Yeah,
therefore,
exactly.
It is there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what her article was based on, too.
Really?
So,
yeah. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it was a really good article, and we were fortunate that she let us include it in Fred's Head.
Mm-hmm.
But we have tried to cover a lot of different things. We try not to get too techie with the database, mm-hmm. although people asking different tips and tricks on how to use their computer, those come up quite often.
I bet.
And we do put them in there, but we're trying not to get real techie with it. So we want to kind of balance that with everyday ideas and household tips and tricks. That's kind of where the database got its start, with Fred Gazzoni, who works in our customer service area here at APH. And he was, you know, like the guru of how to do tips and tricks and stuff. So that's kind of how it got its start. And we wanted to, they were trying to find a way to get all these neat ideas that Fred had and still has and get them out of his head and into a format that people could access them.
Ah, hence the name.
Hence the name Fred's Head, yeah.
Okay, great.
And so they created this database and put it online and then added the neat thing to it that, you know, individuals could add more articles to it, too.
Okay.
And the one thing that I really like about the database, and it's something that I commend APH for, is that it's not necessarily a big pusher of APH products.
Yeah.
We do have products in there, obviously, but we have other companies' products in there, too.
Okay.
So it's more like what really works best for people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where they
want the database to be. I must agree with you. That, not plugging APH here or anything, but that is a very nice thing. You get a sense from the company that their true interest is finding the best way to do things. And if APH happens to produce it, that's fine. If they don't, they will sure tell you about it.
That's right.
And this is the same way.
Well, we've got a couple different color identifiers in there. We've got the APH one, and then we've got some from other companies, too. So,
okay.
You know, because it's all about what works best for the person. Somebody may have, you know, some reason why they could hold a particular item easier than another one.
Yeah.
You know, and so, therefore, they would choose that one over a different one, so.
Well, and do you compare and contrast them to say, for instance, well, this one will give you more information about patterns and saturations and so forth?
Yeah, we do get into that. And we kind of do it, you know, price range, you know. I mean, if you want a real, real technical one, then you're obviously going to buy the one that's a little bit more high, you know, more expensive. And if you want one that just gives you some real basic information, then that'll work for you, too. So we try to do that in there, too.
You know, I've been looking for information on high-quality digital recorders. Is there some comparisons in Fred's Head on those?
Well, I've got an article that I'm getting ready to write up on the iRiver because I just bought an iRiver not too long ago myself, and I like it. So.
Well, we are going to have to get you on here to do that, too. I just did the Arcos jukebox with the Rockbox firmware yesterday, so...
And I was really interested in that one, too, so...
Yeah.
I ended up going with the iRiver just because it was easier to... You know, I could go out to Best Buy and get it.
So exactly.
It wasn't real complicated to get.
Well, how long have you been doing this, Mike?
I've been here at APH just for a few months. I started at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been here too terribly long, but jumped right in and started adding stuff to that database. I really wanted to get in there and... I knew of a bunch of resources and stuff, and I'm a big fan of Winamp, too, so that was one of the first articles that I wrote with some tips and tricks on how to use Winamp. So
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite players. So
I used to like it when it was in its threes, but I'll have to read your article and see if I can switch back over to it.
Yeah, it's not much different now that it's gotten up in the fives.
Yeah. So before you got here... Was Fred's Head languishing, or what was the... was there someone else doing this before you?
Well, they had some folks that were doing it there for a while. There were about three people that were kind of doing it just on and off whenever they had a chance to do it. And with the other responsibilities and stuff that they had, they couldn't devote as much time to it as it really needed to.
So this is your full-time job?
That's my full-time.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're doing the research and putting the articles in. And I always tell people, I just came back from the ACB convention in Las Vegas, and we talked about Fred's Head, and, you know, I was telling everybody, I don't want to be the only one putting articles in this thing, because what's important to me is not going to be important to somebody else.
Yeah.
And so I was really, you know, the push is on to try to get some other folks to help us with that. And we're going to have some incentives to help with that, too. We've got a program now that we've had running for a little while called Brainwaves, where you can submit an article to us, or we'll ask you a question, and whoever comes up with the best answer gets a $25 gift certificate for APH products.
Okay.
And so that's kind of a neat way to, you know, get a little bit back for helping us write an article, because writing articles takes time, and, you know, so we'd like to kind of give you a little reward for that.
Neat. So is there, there's not any way that people can just do, like, audio submissions or listen to audio clips in there or anything like that?
Right. We don't have any kind of audio. It's strictly text.
Okay. Well, it sure makes it a lot easier to search that way, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and we can go through some of the different search options and things. My favorite search option is doing the quick search, which we'll get into in a second, but that's where you can actually do like a keyword search, and it'll search all the articles for whatever keywords you put in.
Well, how does one get to Fred's Head Database?
Well, they can go to www.aph.org, and on our homepage, toward the bottom of the page, they will see the Fred's Head link, and I'll arrow to that. I've already got the computer sitting on the link, so okay. I'll just arrow up and arrow back down to the link so you can see what it says.
Click the link, visit Fred's Head for some new ideas.
Visit Fred's Head for new ideas. Let's do it.
Okay. 18 links. Link skip to content. Link home vertical bar. Link products vertical bar. Link Lewis vertical bar. Link shop vertical bar. Link museum vertical bar. Link advisory vertical bar. Link research vertical bar. Link help vertical bar. Link search. The Fred's Head database is a source of tips and techniques for and by blind or visually impaired individuals. Link search Fred's Head database. Link tips for new users. Link questions or suggestions. Ask Fred. Link brainwaves : use your brain. Win $25. Link thanks to our contributors. Link living with quote Fred's Head quote. A story. Link visit brainwaves. Use your brain. Win $25. AF makes every attempt to ensure the accuracy and reliability of the data contained in the Fred's Head database records : however, AF makes no warranty, guarantee, or promise, expressed or implied, concerning the content or accuracy of the information provided in Fred's Head. AF does not endorse any product, device, or information in Fred's Head. The information and techniques contained in Fred's Head are provided without legal consideration, left parent free -charge right parent, and are not warranted by AF to be safe or effective. All users of this service assume the risk of any injury or damage that may result from the use of the information provided. Your input and support in the evolution of Fred's Head are invaluable. Please contact.
Said about any kind of injury or whatever from using the service. And we do. We try to go through and verify everything that we put in here. So, you know, we make sure that if there's something in the article that's obviously going to, you know, harm somebody or whatever, we take that
Fred's
out.
Head data.
So, that's Land. Certainly not the idea of it.
Link skip to content.
So, we're going to go back to the first Fred's Head link after we get past the navigation stuff here.
Search Fred's Head database link.
And we'll go into the search Fred's Head database. And the Fred's Head, there's a link on here that has Fred's Head a story. And that's an interesting thing for new users to go into. It actually talks about a single dad who is going through his day, and he uses Fred's Head to get all kinds of tips and tricks to do different things.
Should we play that for the listeners?
It's kind of long.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. And
they
so
can check it out on the website.
It's really neat, and it'll actually show you kind of how the articles are set up, and because it actually pulls articles from the database. And so there's a section in there like where he needs to learn how to tie a tie. And so he pulls up the Fred's Head article on how to tie the tie. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. But we'll click on the search link and see what comes up here.
One heading and four links. Search options. Link 21,330/options.
Now, we are in the process of redesigning the Fred's Head database just from the appearance of things. One of the things that we wanted to make some changes to is to make sure that it is a little bit better speech-friendly than what it is. You're not going to have a trouble accessing the database, but we just wanted to make it a little bit more of a smoother ride for people as they go through and are searching the records.
Land.
So what you'll find is there will be a couple different search options.
Fred's Head database.
I'm going to have this thing read down this page so you get an idea of what that's going to be when you first hit it.
Fred's Head database. Search options link 21,330/Fred. Browse by category link 21,330/Fred. Quick search. Link 21,330/Fred. Advanced search. Link 21,330/Fred. Exit Fred's Head.
And obviously the 20,000 whatever is what we're going to try to clean up. It's a graphical link, and we're working with the folks to see if we can get that cleaned up for speech users. But
link browse by category. Link 21 search option.
A lot of folks use the most.
Search options. Link 20 browse by category. Link quick search.
Is our quick search. And this is where you can type in a keyword in the database, and it'll search the database for your keywords. You can also browse by category. Currently we have about 6 categories that we have all the records broken down into.
Link browse by category.
We'll go to the very first one is browse
link
by category.
21,000.
So we'll hit that and we'll check it
one
out.
One heading
first.
And no links. Browse categories. Select a button to browse records in the database. Products button. Tips and techniques button. Services and organizations button. Websites button. Acronyms button. Back to search menu button. Exit Fred's Head button. Help button.
Okay, so if you wanted to go through and look for products or the
help
the
exit
tips
Fred's
and tricks
back to search
area,
menu button.
You can go in there and just hit that button, and then you'll start receiving articles.
Exit Fred's Head button. Back
let's take a look.
Acronyms
at,
button. Websites button.
Let's go to websites and see what comes up.
One heading and 11 links. Next items button. Table with 3 columns and 22 rows. Title display retrieved 429 items. Displaying items 1 through 10. Link big button, braille telephones, overlays and more, dot dot dot. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link star. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link abacus internet site packet colon information for visually impaired students. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link ability hub. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link ability links matches job seekers with employers. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link the Able Trust of Florida. Checkbox not checked. Select.
Okay, and so what you're seeing there is the link to the individual articles, and there's a checkbox under each one. So if you're going through the list, and there's 10 items here, so if you're going through the list and you just want to, and you say, well, that looks like an interesting article, I might want to come back to that or actually look at that one, you can put a check mark in that box, and when you click to show you the different categories, it'll show you all the categories that you've selected.
Okay.
So you don't have to go through them one at a time and then go back to this page and next down to the next one. So you can have it show you 10 or 15 articles or pretty much as many as you want. And so that's kind of a neat way to
back,
browse
category,
the database.
Services, websites, button. Acronyms,
let's
button,
see,
land.
We'll go
back,
to
21,000. Browse link 20, quick search.
The quick search.
Link 21,330/fret.
And these 20,000 whatever, whatever links, those are over the, when you go through with your screen reader, you'll find the link to actually activate a particular item is over it. So in this
browse
case,
link search options.
We had under the search options,
visited link 21,300, browse by category.
And that's the browse by category. So if you arrow down again,
link 21,300.
This is the link that will activate
quick search.
Your quick search.
Link 21.
So we're going to hit that.
One heading and no links. Quick search keywords colon edit. Database. Threads at database. Blank. Quick search. Keywords colon edit.
We'll get on the edit box here.
Forms mode on. Keywords colon.
And we'll do a search for, how about podcast? That would seem pretty appropriate.
You might want to backspace to make sure you're typing what you think you are.
Y-O-A-J-E-R-L. Blank. Blank.
We got to make things complicated, you know, Mike?
Search button. Forms right, mode off. One heading and no database.
And hit the search
threads
button.
At database. Land. Your search did not produce any results.
And I know there is something in
back,
there
quick search.
Podcasting, so let's try that again.
Keywords colon.
So
edit Lurejoy. Forms mode on. Keywords.
Updated daily. Lurejoy. Is that a fair?
Yes. Pretty much. Every Monday through Friday.
So okay.
Don't come in on the weekends yet to do it, but let's make sure that it's going to type.
Keywords colon. Edit Lurejoy.
Oh, we're getting that foreign language there.
Yeah, shift alt one.
Let's try that.
For our listeners, I'm trying to torture Michael here. We're using my computer, and he's having to dance around a little bit to make sure it's typing in English.
Keywords colon edit podcast.
There we go.
Okay.
Search button.
Now
forms mode off.
That.
Quick search. Search.
That's why I didn't find anything in the database earlier.
Threads at database. Threads at database. Table with 3 columns and 10 rows. Title display retrieved 4 items. Displaying items 1 through 4. Link listening to podcasts with the book port left parent TM right parent. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link radio by the blind for the world. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link using a microphone with my computer. Checkbox not checked. Select. Link what is a blog? Checkbox not checked. Select. Table end. Link back to top. Back.
Okay, so there we go. We can go through and any one of these articles, you can get on the link and then you can have
listening
that
to podcast. Select checkbox not.
So let's go to
listening to podcasts with the book port left parent.
That we all do, listening to the book port with our, or listening to a podcast with our book port.
Oh, cool.
6 headings and 39 links. Table with 3 columns and 5 rows. Record display. Title. Listening to podcasts with the book port left parent. TM right parent. Record number 1143. Text. Podcasting table end. Back in February, I read an article in the New York Times about a new way to use audio and RSS technology which is called podcasting. Basically, it's a way of getting MP3 files which other users create and upload to a server automatically downloaded to your machine/MP3 player as soon as they become available. Now don't let the quote pod quote and the name quote podcast quote put you off dash dash. You don't need an iPod to take advantage of these files dash dash. Your computer or any portable MP3 player left parent like the book port left parent TM right parent will work just fine. Fine period.
Okay, so you could go through and read that article then.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of each article, we have
exit
things that you might also be interested in. So it'll link you to other things, like this particular article will link you to audio or radio or the book port. And so you can find out additional information about things, similar search criteria. If you wanted to do that, you could press hit the links
back
at the title of the
article. Nice. Back, quick search.
Go
search
back
button.
Out to
back 21,000.
Our main search page.
Quick search. Link 20 advanced search.
And the advanced search
link 20
will give you a lot
two heading threads
of options to search the
threads
database.
At database.
it will start off
Lang,
with
advanced search. Lang, enter your keyword left paren as right paren or choose subject left paren as right paren from our list. Lang, table with Lang, help button, keywords colon, edit. Lang, Lang, checkbox not checked, check if using and or not between keyword search button. Lang, to retrieve our subject list, click the browse subjects button and select one or more subjects. Subject colon, edit. Browse subjects button.
Okay, we also have our categories. Every one of our articles are not only broken into the six or seven categories, but we also have these subjects. And the subjects are a little bit more specific. So you might have a category of website, but then you could go in and check out the subjects, which might have audio websites or disability-related websites.
Edit.
So you can
browse
go a little bit more
button.
Specific. We'll go ahead and hit the Browse Subjects button.
Subjects and Fred. Add the search button. One heading and no links. Add the search button. Next Subjects button. Previous Subjects button. Select Subjects. Checkbox not checked. Abacuses. Checkbox not checked. Accessibility. Checkbox not checked. Accessible media. Checkbox not checked. Accommodations. Checkbox not checked. ADA. Checkbox not checked. Adaptation. Checkbox not checked. Addresses. Checkbox not checked. Adjusting to blindness. Checkbox not checked. Advocacy. Checkbox not checked. Aging. Checkbox not checked. Air travel adaptation.
And then here too is the same idea. If you put a check mark in one of these boxes, and then it will pull up all the articles that are related to that particular subject. So, and this is just the beginning of the A section. They're all in alphabetical order, of course, so you can find everything that you're looking for.
I can see where you could spend a day looking through here.
Oh, yeah. There is a lot of information in Fred's head. Just an absolute, and like I said, we're putting new
back,
articles in. I'm putting new articles
back,
in every
21.
Day, making sure that...
quick visited.
And a lot of it is just keeping things up to date.
Yeah, I bet I was going to ask you if that, what kind of percentage of your time
back.
You just...
Land.
You know, devote to going back and making sure the old stuff stays current.
Well, you know, the conventions is always like Christmas in July for blind people, you know. So everybody comes out with the next version of whatever. And so you have to... I've been spending this last week just going through and updating version numbers of everything.
Oh,
so
darn.
That takes quite a lot of time. But
yeah.
But it's well worth it. And, you know, if we can get somebody in here that doesn't know about blindness and they learn something about it, then that's... To me, that's really the cool part about it.
Now, do you have any statistics about what kind of usage Fred's Head is getting from people out there?
They do have a statistics page. Now, I haven't looked at the page specifically myself, but Malcolm Turner, who's our webmaster, he gets all that information. So we do have it, and we do know that people are using it. Fred's Head went through a period where... Like I said, everybody was just got so busy that they couldn't put new records in it. So it kind of went stale for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it's too good of a resource to be stale. And so I guess the powers that be here at APH decided that they wanted, you know, somebody full time to come in and keep these things updated and keep putting new records into it. So that way it doesn't go stale.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really kind of on the rebound of bringing people back into Fred's Head and saying, you know, this is a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
And you should check it out. And when I was at the ACB convention, there were a lot of folks there that said, "Oh yeah, we use Fred Head all the time."
Nice.
You know, we find out all kinds of stuff. And so that's really the nice part about it. Being able to help somebody and point them to some information. And we're going to try to put a section in the next couple weeks. We've all been asked the embarrassing questions, you know, how do blind people do whatever?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to create a section in there for that. You know, how do blind people eat? You know, talking about the basic clock method that a lot of us use, and how do blind people get around, and just those kind of questions that a person is either too embarrassed to ask, or we get embarrassed trying to answer them. And so this would be a great place for them to come and be able to find the answers to those questions.
So it's safe to say that this is a good resource for sighted people as well.
Absolutely.
If they know a blind person or are curious.
Yeah, we have a section in here. One of our subjects is interacting with the blind. So
okay. That's
a really good one. It just kind of talks about, you know, if you meet a blind person, it's always good for you to come up to them first,
mm-hmm.
you know, and introduce yourself or, you know, say something to them. And so it's just those kind of little things that most sighted people don't think about.
Yeah.
And so that's a section that I have added to and we'll be adding some more to within the next few weeks. But we really, really want to stress to folks, you know, if you have an idea or some little neat tip or trick that gets you through your daily task, or if you think there's a website that is just totally awesome that you want to share with somebody, then definitely send us the link. And we'll put it in Fred's head, and we'll put your name and contact information on there if you want. If you have a website, we'll put the URL for your website on here.
And who would they email it to, Mike?
There's an email link that we use. It's fredshead@aph.org.
Okay.
That's just F-R-E-D-S, fredshead@aph.org.
And do you want to give the listeners your contact info?
Sure. You can also email... my name is Michael McCarty, so you can email me. It's mmccarty, mmccarty, @aph.org. You can call me here at APH at 502-899-2396, and we're here every day, 8 to 4:30. So give me a call, and if you have an idea for an article or if you want to give me a link, we'll certainly put it in there.
And before we close, did I... neglect to ask anything that the listeners should know about, or is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
No, I think we pretty much covered it all. It's just a great resource. I mean, I could show you some more articles and we could go on all day.
Yeah.
But it's fun just to let people get in there and experience it for themselves. And I'm always there, so if you do find yourself, you know, getting stuck in a particular place, certainly give me a call and we'll get you pointed in the right direction.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate having you on the podcast and spreading the good word about Fred's Head Database.
All right. I appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for Show 51. This is Blind Cool Tech. You can email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave us an audio comment at 206-984-9203. Our website is www.aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Y'all have a great one, and we'll see you later. Well, thanks, Mike.
Yeah.